In the world of K-pop, there is a curse not many groups can outwit. Even 2NE1, 4MINUTE, SISTAR, Miss A, Wonder Girls, and Girls' Generation could not run from it. We're talking about the 7-year curse. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. That was Kong Min-ji, Ti Amo. Welcome everyone to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. You're tuning in to our Wednesday show, July 14th, 2021. So the 7-year curse, I know you guys, it's like jinxing things by even calling it a curse, but really, you can't help but wonder if there is such a thing. There's been a discussion going online that TWICE's contract with their agency, JYP Entertainment, it's soon coming to an end. And so I'm sure you guys have heard of this term being mentioned, the 7-year curse for idol groups. Typically, idol contracts are set for 7 years. And then, from that point on, the members are free to renew their contract with that agency or they can leave. The groups typically either will disband if members do leave, because it's hard to manage a group with members in different agencies, right? Or they go through member shifts where the leaving members will exit the group and then they'll put in unit members from perhaps the same agency. Well, this year already marks TWICE's 6th year. I know, you guys. It's already been 6 years since TWICE debuted. They debuted in 2015 with U-A-Hage, like U-A, which means that TWICE, the TWICE we know today, it may not be the same next year. So fans have been making guesses on what choices each member will make. Like Jiwi. Will Jiwi re-sign? Or will Chungyeon join her sister, Kong Seungyeon, and walk the path of acting, maybe? Or what about Jihyo? Maybe Jihyo will pursue a solo career. And of course, thinking about this, it's sad. We don't want to see a group that we love and that we've become very comfortable with change. But whatever happens, remember, it's based on the decisions the girls personally make. And that is made off of what they feel is best for them and their future, right? So we have to be supportive. That is the role of a true fan. We truly want what's best for each member and group, right? But it is sad to think that maybe TWICE may be a little bit different. Again, these are a lot of maybes, you guys. Some groups do succeed and extend beyond the 7-year curse. Super Junior, Shinhwa. What other groups are there? I'm sure there's a lot more, but you know, those are the two that are popping up to mind. Let's listen to TWICE. U-A-Hage, like U-A. That was Like U-A, U-A-Hage. That's from TWICE. That was their debut one. That's a fun one. I forgot how good that one was. They've stayed very true to their style, though. All their songs are very upbeat, very positive, right? Anyway, you guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. My name is Angie Park, and I'm here for you every Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Korea Standard Time. That's 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. Now, how you can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz that's bound for India. We also have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and podcasts through whatever podcast app. We do ask of you to please leave us a rating. Apparently, the max is 5 stars, so I mean, that'd be great, right? But leaving us ratings, that makes our show a little bit more easy to access for other people out there. And for those of you in Hawaii, we do air 1540 AM KREA. That's local time, 8 to 9 p.m. there in Hawaii. So a lot of different ways you can take your pick. If you want more details, especially for maybe the times of our show running or the reruns, you can go to our homepage, world.kbs.co.kr, or follow us on our Gram account at KBS K-pop. That's also the easiest way you can interact with us for our Wednesday and Thursday segments. For example, today we have requests and responses. That's just whatever message you want to write in with a song request. We try to play those for you. Thursdays, we have a Your Two Cents question that we post up. And if you answer it by leaving a comment on those posts, we share your responses on Thursdays. For both days, we pick out two people each day and send out prizes. So it's a lot of fun. Get connected with us. Get more involved. It'll make the show more enjoyable. All right, let's listen to MSG Wannabe. That's MSG Wannabe. I almost dropped the G there. MOM, that's the song 바라만 본다, Foolish Love. Following that, we have Joy, her solo track, 안녕. Hello. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Arna Gupta, born in Panchkula, Haryana, has registered her name in the International Book of Records by identifying 93 airlines just from the designs on the plane tails. That's all in 1 minute. Did I mention she's 6 years old? Yep, the six-year-old achieved the certificate on July 1st this year thanks to her sharp learning abilities and memory capacity. Neha Gupta is the girl's mother, and Neha said she saw her daughter's unusually powerful memory at a very young age, when Arna was just 2 years old. She encouraged her daughter to learn more so she could achieve something bigger. The previous record was set by a 12-year-old named Siddhant Gumber. That was back in November 2020, listing 39 airplane tails. The child prodigy said, "I always wanted to do this. My mother always motivated me to learn and grow more. She has been the force behind this practice, so now I can remember every detail." That quote itself already sounds very mature for a six-year-old, no? The Guinness Book of Records shared the video of Arna breaking this very incredible feat. For those of you curious to know just how quick she can identify the different airline designs, you can go look her up. How fast do you have to go to recognize 93? So obviously, it's more than one a second, right? So you literally got to be like, num-num, 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 straight for a minute to get that. That's what I would imagine. Wow. It's like the ultimate game of memory, right? Memory or speed quiz. I don't even know 93 airlines. Do you guys know 93 airlines? I don't think I even know 20. Much less their airplane tail design. If it comes down to the actual design, I probably know less than 10. So that's just me. Anyway, let's aim high, people. Aim high like Arna Gupta. Here's Eyes One with Airplane. Following that, we have BTS's Airplane Part 2. Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys. We're always trying to stay tuned in to which songs you guys want to hear us play for you next. This segment is the perfect opportunity to let your requests be known. You can go ahead to our Gram account at KBS K-pop and just leave a comment on the weekly posts that we title. We put up on the post itself, requests and responses. So look for that one. Let us know what you want to get off your chest. Top it off with the song request. That's it. And you may even win a prize from it. We're going to announce two winners at the end of the segment, so stay tuned till then. Now, let's start off with our first one, shall we? Easing into things, we got Mimi Angele. This was written on our Gram account. Hey, hello from Madagascar. Please drop thank you by 17 for every carrot out there. So you're a carrot, huh? I think I'm an unofficial carrot. I'm not officially logged in or signed up as a carrot, but I do love me some good 17. So we're going to play for you. 고맙다. Thanks. We're back on our requests and responses after having played 고맙다. That was by 17. Thanks is the English title. That was for you, Mimi Angeli. Another one from Frutileski. Hello, I'm very happy these days because the exam period finally ended and now I can rest well. I would like to listen to NCT 127's song called Not Alone because every time I listen to it, it makes me feel motivated. Greetings from Paraguay. Thank you, DJ Angie, and have a wonderful day. Aw, congrats on getting through your exam period. Oh, yes, I remember exam periods. A lot of anxiety, right? These days, because a lot of students are online learning now, right? I've noticed and I've also heard that exams, it's not really exams anymore. It's because people can easily cheat if they're just taking tests at home. So it's a lot more like interpretive, analytical, right? Those are so hard. So even for my courses, the exams are like a little small essay for each stinking question, and it's just exhausting. I would much rather memorize things and do multiple choice, but it's not very easy to have tests like that that really can fairly test students, right? So I do miss the good old days, pre-pandemic, in-person learning of exams, but maybe that's just me. Another one from Carrie CNH12. Hi, Angie and crew. I hope you're all safe, having a good day wherever or whenever you see this. I'm not sure if you'll have this song, but I'd like to request the B2B cover, Back Door. That was from that audition or competition show. That was my favorite performance of the show, and it got me to sit up and pay more attention to them. If you don't have it, I'd like to request Happy Ending, my favorite song by Epic High. It's kind of melancholic, but it still gives me a nice, calm feeling. Yeah, a lot of people have been loving that particular K competition show between all the male idol groups out there. In fact, just a couple weeks back, I hosted something for KBS World TV with Peniel from B2B, and he was talking about his experience from that. So, yeah, B2B is so talented. I've always just, you know, so talented, very versatile. They're more known for their ballady tracks, but very versatile. If it's something melancholic you want, I think this is a great pick. We're going to play Epic High's Happy Ending for you, Carrie CNH12. But before that, this is for our listener Frutileski first, NCT 127's Not Alone. We're back on requests and responses. Get into a couple more messages before we come back with the winners for this week. Let's read one from 77 Ailer. Hello, hello to the beautiful Angie. I want to mention that this requests and responses segment is so fun, not only because I get to know many new songs through it, but also hear Angie read the comments. It is so exciting. I request the song I Want You by my adored Hail. Aw, thank you for that. I do enjoy this segment because I get to learn more about what you guys are going through and experiencing and what songs you guys like. But that's good to know that you also enjoy me reading those messages as well. See, feedback like this, it really makes me tingly. It makes me want to work more. So thank you for that, very 77 Ailer. Very, very sweet of you. Last one for this week. Hi, hello, said, hi, Angie. I fell in love with Day 6's Even of Day, the new mini album these days. The song called Love Parade is interesting to listen to. Would you play it, please? We have EOD or Even of Day's Love Parade as that request. Would we play it for you? Of course, that's what this segment is about. Sometimes we don't have it in our system, like our listener, the one that requested B2B song, so kindly supplied a backup track. And I love how our listeners know us so well. It was a Carrie CNH12. They know, oh, this song may not be in KBS's system. Here's a backup track. How do you know that, Carrie? Even like we don't know which songs are in our system, but thank you for that. But setting a backup track, that's always very, very nice. We try to play as many as we can. Let's go ahead and play these two songs before I come back with this week's winners. Here's Hey with I Want You. Following that, we have Day 6's Even singing Love Parade. This has got to take a- That was a fun one by Even of Day, Love Parade. Before that, we had Hated with I Want You. A lot of great song choices from our listeners, like always. But we can only pick two winners. And this week's winners are Fruit Teleski and Mimi Angley. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address. We'll send out your prizes as soon as we can. As soon as coronavirus will let us. So you may have to wait for a bit. But just know that we do have our list. We're going to send those gifts out to everyone. Again, soon as we can. Let's listen to a song by Kim Na-young. This is 다른 누구 말고 너야, Not Anyone Else. Here we have Chung Seung-hwan taking us out with 목소리, The Voice. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Writers Hadim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.